Exclusive: Georgia Senators David Perdue, Kelly Loeffler vow never to support amnesty for illegal aliens. By John Binder on December 5, 2020. Georgia Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue are vowing never to support amnesty for illegal aliens as they both face Democrat challenges in a January runoff election that will decide if the GOP remains in the United States Senate majority. As House and Senate Democrats, as well as some Senate Republicans, and Democrat Joe Biden plot to push an amnesty for the majority of the roughly 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S., Loeffler and Perdue told Breitbart News in exclusive statements that they will never back such legislation. Senator Loeffler is opposed to amnesty. Absolutely, she will never support amnesty, Loeffler's deputy campaign manager Stephen Lawson told Breitbart News. Likewise, a spokesperson for Perdue said Senator Perdue has always opposed amnesty, and that will never change, noting Democrat challenger John Ossoff's support for sanctuary cities that protect criminal illegal aliens from arrest and deportation by federal immigration officials. Perdue's spokesperson also warned that if John Ossoff wins in January, he will vote for Senator Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plan to give illegal immigrants voting rights. Loeffler's Democrat challenger Raphael Warnock has publicly supported amnesty for illegal aliens in the past. For example, in a July 2013 letter, Warnock supported the failed Gang of Eight amnesty plan that would have provided the majority of the illegal alien population with a path to gaining American citizenship. Similarly, in February 2014, Warnock criticized Black Americans to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution for not lobbying on behalf of illegal aliens. "I'm very concerned that the Black Church has veered far away from its social justice roots. Too many of our churches are focused on the gospel of personal prosperity without a larger vision of social justice. I'm concerned that the Black Church has embraced a kind of narcissism and consumerism in the culture. Too many of our preachers have taken the tenets of capitalism and dressed them in the garb of the gospel. There's no commitment to what Dr. King called the beloved community. So, if we were committed to the beloved community, we would be fighting for a dignified path to citizenship for immigrants. The Black Church has been shamefully silent on these issues," emphasis added. As Breitbart News reported, the nation's annual importation of more than 1.2 million legal immigrants, along with hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who enter the U.S. every year, has drastically altered the Georgia electorate in favor of Democrats. The number of foreign-born voters and their voting-age children in Georgia has boomed by 337% between 2000 to 2020. Meanwhile, the native-born voting age population in Georgia has increased by just 22% over that same period. The New York Times, in a piece last month, admitted that Democrats are counting on demographic changes in Georgia spurred nearly entirely by immigration to flip the state blue, and thus, give Democrats a Senate majority. The Washington Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes because of immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat dominance. "The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics," Axios acknowledged last year. "The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. If legal immigration levels are not reduced, the U.S. will have imported about 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2040. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will have arrived through chain migration." The Georgia Senate runoff election is on January 5, 2021. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.